And welcome to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. I am Todd Morrison, and you're listening to the bonus content of the show. Today we want to answer the question, is God human? There are many today that ask this very same question. In order to find the answer to the question, we must go to the only place where we can read about the facts of God, and that is the Bible. Many of you might be very familiar with the Bible. But in case you're not, the Bible is a book by God and about God. The Bible is a true story of amazing love, incomparable sacrifice, and incredible loss. The Bible is really the story of the salvation of man to the glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible is a collection of 66 books written by 40 different individuals over a period of some 1,600 years. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis 1, verse 1, the very first verse of the Bible. You see, all things begin with God. The Bible begins with God. And a study of the Bible must also begin with God, for the Bible is God's book. Let me share with you three reasons for studying your Bible. First, we are to know God and to love Him. In Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, the Bible reads, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Information that can transform our lives. God's Word. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, it says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." That was Jesus speaking. You will be judged. I will be judged by the Word, God's Word. So back to the question, is God human? This is an important question that many people have asked and continue to ask today. Let's turn to the Bible, which is God's book, to learn the answer. In Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, the Bible reads, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Some may ask this question, how do you know this? How do you know that God is not a man? Well, the answers are multiple. And because of this, there will be future bonus content to talk about it. For example, the visible attributes of God, the invisible attributes of God. Who created God? Can we see God? Anthropomorphic language and God. So please make sure to continue listening to the Spiritually Armored Podcast as new content is uploaded. Now back to our topic. Is God human? The Bible states that God is not a man. So let us look quickly at what the Bible says about God to help answer the question. God is a spirit. In John chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In Luke chapter 24, in verse 39, it says, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle and see, for a spirit hath no flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Man, or we, are made in God's image, His spiritual image. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." God's ways and thoughts are not man's ways and thoughts. In Isaiah chapter 55, beginning in verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Man's thoughts are earthbound. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Man's thoughts are earthbound. We're prone to think evil, wicked, and material-centered thoughts. You know, sometimes man tries to make God fit his mold. We want God to see things our way. In our habits, such as lying or cheating or drinking or stealing. Or what about wanting God to see things our way when it comes to worship, how we want to worship God, whether it's by using mechanical instruments of music or having women leadership in the church, communion, things like that. What about wanting God to see things our ways when it comes to marriage and marriage issues such as divorce or remarriage, having more than one spouse, or even same-sex marriage? Or even wanting God to see things our way when it comes to salvation, how we can be saved. Whether it's, I just believe and pray that God comes in my heart and now I'm saved. Nothing can happen. Or just believe and then there's no more requirements. I don't have to do anything else. I can continue living the way I've been living. But we must elevate our thinking beyond what our man thinking would cause us to be, earthbound. In Philippians 4 and verse 8, it reads, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." In Colossians 3 and verse 10 it says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him." We must elevate our thinking. And we do this by changing our heart. In Matthew chapter 15 verse 18 it says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." In Proverbs 4 and verse 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." In Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, it says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." And in changing our heart, then our heart must be purified. 1 Peter 1 and verse 22 says, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." we must think like God thinks, as revealed in His holy word. In John 17, verse 17, it says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." In Psalms 119 and verse 160, it says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." From God's word, we can learn that our thinking gets us into trouble. In Proverbs 14 and verse 12, it says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, it says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And in 2 Kings 5, verse 11, it says, "But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." If you have your Bible with you, open it to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 1. We're going to read a couple of verses here. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 through 23, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things." And then look at verse 25. "Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." And then look at verse 28. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." God is not human. God is a spirit. God's ways and thoughts are not man's ways and thoughts. So I have a question for you. Do you know God? In 1 John 2 and verse 3 it says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." And in 1 John 5 and verse 3 it says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." God is not human. The Bible tells us so. The Bible begins with God, so a study of the Bible must also begin with God, for the Bible is God's book. If you have any questions about this content or any other content, feel free to reach out to us at armoredspiritually@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Maybe you're starting to study the Bible for the first time and you have a lot of questions. We're looking forward to receiving those questions and how that we might help answer those things by God's word. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.